finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with retired FBI Special Agent and Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek, with us. Robin, today, let's go into the world of Rex Huerman. Obviously, a lot of things being drug out of his past, being drug out of his house, being drug out of holes in the ground. Let me ask you this. Any chance I got the wrong guy at this point?
I don't think so, but what I think doesn't much matter because, again, I'm consuming information with a confirmation bias right now. Matter of fact, when you said that, the first thing that struck me was I'm not even thinking about whether it's him. I'm thinking about maybe his tie to the murders over in Atlantic City and other places around the country. Yeah. I'm less focused, not less focused. I'm more in the realm of, hey, what else can we tie him to? Because if it's him, which looks like a lot of things are leading that way, he's been doing this for a long time. But even having the BTK murderer come out and make reference to him, there are a lot of similarities there. And this guy, whoever it is, it looks like it's him right now, has been doing this a very long time. And he's got a very high tempo of death. And so I think we're going to see more bodies. I think they're going to make more connections. Hopefully, law enforcement is able to do that.
What I'm wondering about is how many more titles does this man have? We've connected him to the same one, the Gilgo Beach killer, or otherwise known as the Long Island serial killer. But there have been many other unsolved serial murder cases in other parts of the country where he is known to have ties that also have titles as well. And I'm wondering if he's the serial killer behind some of those other cases as well that we're beginning to learn more about. Recently, they went through in South Carolina and took a look at his avalanches that were on his brother's and his property, acres and acres. I'm scared to see what they're going to find there. How much more do you think we're going to see unearthed on Rex as this investigation continues? And I mean that in the literal sense.
Yeah, I think it's really unknown. I think we will find more depending on the degree of sophistication. You and I have talked about this numerous times on the show, and that is the stark contrast between the level of sophistications of a psychopath. And we've seen some that are completely, you can tell their level of intelligence and reps is very low. And then we have ones like this guy that is very high. He was extremely sophisticated in his ability to get rid of bodies. And he's picking areas that they're going to decompose. He's picking areas that are not well traveled. He's trying to pick individuals that will not be well missed. But I think when tying other murders to him, I was looking at this the other day, I didn't see, granted, not all websites are current with everything, but from what I was seeing, I didn't see necessarily anything that's been dubbed a serial killer that fit the profile of him because of his, and thankfully, for uncovering more, the missing shoe thing is huge too, because and the strangulation is also huge because those two things right there are indicative of a sexual fetish. And that's why strangulation is so high up there and the shoes with the foot fetish. And so I think those are going to be his trademark. And so what I would more likely do is via his law enforcement, overlay the areas that he's lived in and traveled to and not look for a series of missing people because he might have disposed of people really well or they might not have been missed. I'd look for the onesies and twosies as well that have that similar trademark and then dive deeper in there is what I'd do.
How often do we see it where there's a serial killer that changes up their style, if you will, or mixes it up, where some of the people that he killed in one area, it was all like this with the certain signs, if you will, certain signatures. But then when he's in Vegas, he's a different type of killer. When he's in South Carolina, he has a different type of signature going on. Would that be unique to this story if we see someone that maybe the signature is a little bit different from place to place?
Yeah, isn't that a great question? I wish I had a great answer for it. I don't, from what I've seen on this, and again, I'm the novice on this stuff, I haven't seen that anywhere, but I think to put in this caveat, much like BTK, he knew he had an issue and he knew he had to hide it. But he also knew he had this insatiable craving for murder, but he would have periods of time where he could damp it down by doing other really deviant things. And I think that's exactly what we're going to see here in this case, is that indeed he had periods where he's able to subdue it. He's going to subdue it by the abhorrent sexual behavior. And one of the write-ups that I saw on the Jersey case, where they did a profile before they suspected this guy, they did a profile saying that he targeted sex workers, but not necessarily killed them all. And so I think what we'll probably uncover and probably see is that there's going to hopefully come out other witnesses and other people that have had interactions with him in a sexual context that he didn't murder, because he's able to satisfy that insatiable, abhorrent behavior in another way. But I don't know about the doing it differently, because this is an ingrained fetish in him. I don't know about shifting it to another way.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.